Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise. We give you thanks. We honor your presence tonight. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy because we serve you, Almighty. We thank you tonight for what you've done, what you're going to do. We bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you that you are Abba, Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy name, thy great name, thy magnificent name. Lord, we honor you as the King of Kings, the Almighty God. We know you are omnipotent. All the power, all the glory, all the honor is yours, Lord God. You are powerful, more powerful than we ever realized. You put the sun, the moon, the stars. You made the grass, the birds, the animals, the trees, the beasts. Oh, yeah, you made the, you separated the water from the dry land. You are an amazing Father. Nothing is impossible to you. So we thank you tonight for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you today, Lord God. We thank you that you are Abba, Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy great name. You are magnificent, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, no words can truly describe your greatness, oh God. You are wonderful. You are a wonderful Father, and you are a great friend. Truly, you are mighty. Truly, you are awesome. Truly, you are holy, and you require holiness of us. In the name of Jesus, you said, be ye holy, because you are holy. So, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we don't know our errors in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for forgiving us for errors, sins, transgressions, trespasses against you. You, O Lord, have we sinned and done these things in your sight? In the mighty name of Jesus. We call on your mighty name. We call on your holy name. We call you Abba, Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and holy name. We say you are magnificent, Father, that you are the King of Kings, that you are the Almighty Father. You are Lord and Shepherd. Hallelujah. You are omnipresent. You are here, there. You are all over the world at the same time. You're in heaven and on earth. You live in us. You live around us. You live with us, oh God. Lord, we lift up America, our great country, before you. And we ask you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to help this country, oh God. Oh, yeah, to come back to you, our first love. Oh, God, let it truly be a country that is sold out for you, oh God. A country, Lord God, where we call on your name like never before. A country, Lord God, where we are honoring you, blessing you, praising you, giving you glory and thanksgiving, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are holy, you are righteous, you are the King of Kings. You are the Almighty God. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We give you praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Oh, God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And, God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. and I speak over the lives of the young people, that they will not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness, and the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in because of suicidal thoughts. We will not give in into what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in into the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But, God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So, God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Sanctify us. Cleanse us, God. We want to be holy. We want to.
Amen, amen. We want to be holy. Young people, everybody want to be holy. Purify us, Lord God. So we thank God for each of you today. We have our co-host on with us today. Good evening. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. I am your co-host, Levi Turner.
Amen. Levi is from Holland, Michigan. And I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G, from Jacksonville, Florida. We thank God for you joining us today in the mighty name of Jesus.
Let us have a moment of prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord Jesus. Please forgive us for sins known and unknown, Lord Jesus. We give you praise for Vacation Bible School right now in the name of Jesus. The University of Bible Study in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Sister G right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord God. Thank you for everything coming to you, Lord Jesus, going your way in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, we are so grateful, Lord God, for the University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. And, Lord, we thank you for the mission that you gave us, oh God, that they will learn who you are in the name of Jesus. They will continually follow you. They will be holy as you are holy. We will be holy as you are holy. And, Lord, we thank you that our scripture, our foundation scripture, is 1 Corinthians 13:11. Oh, God, where you said in your word, Lord, you want the young men and the young women to grow, oh God, to grow up, oh God, that they, when they were children, when we were children, we talked like children. Now that we are adults, we talk, think, and act like adults. So we thank you for your word. Your word is true, and we are so grateful, Lord God. We're grateful for what you're doing in the parents, in the families, the fathers, the mothers, the children, the grandparents, the aunts, the cousins. We cover everybody with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you today for everything that you're about to do. Have your way tonight on University of Biblical Studies, oh God. Boys to men and girls to ladies. As we all grow in you, Lord God, help us not just to grow physically, but to grow spiritually, to be healthy, oh God, to be well, to be prosperous in you, O God. In the name of Jesus, you said, let not this book of the law depart from our mouths, but meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything written in it. Then we will make our way prosperous, and we will have good success. So we thank you for the good success, Lord God, that we will have when we follow you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for the prosperity as well. So we thank you, Lord God. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. And we thank you that you are our rear guard In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank God for each of you being on with us tonight. We praise the Lord. Thank God for what he's doing in all of us and how he's leading us. He said the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. So we thank God for everything that he's done and everything he's about to do. We thank the Lord. Well, we have Laurel on with us. Laurel, are you there? Laurel Parsons from Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. She's going to pray for families tonight. All right. Go ahead, babe.
Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. God, through in and through us, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you, oh God, just for how you kept us throughout this day, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. And God, we just give you praise and honor, God, for who you are. Lord, we thank you, God, for families on today, oh God, as we lift them up today, God. God, so many families are in need of you today, oh God. So many families, God, are in need of your help, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're calling down help right now, God, from heaven, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said that you are a very present help in the time of trouble, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we pray, God, for your help, oh, God, in our families, God, in our homes, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Whatever they're standing in need of, God, we pray, God, that you would bring families back together, God. We pray, God, for a spirit of unity, God, among our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for a spirit of restoration, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, in our families, in our homes, oh God, we pray, God, for healing in our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, God, for mending broken relationships, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Mend, God, you are the mender, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you heal, God, childhood traumas, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, whatever is causing any form of division in our homes, in our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for healing right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, oh God, for families coming back together, oh God, in the name of Jesus, not just, God, for funerals and not just for weddings, oh God, but we thank you, God, for regular family time, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So many of us have gotten distracted, oh God, with technology and things that are going on around us, God, that we've forgotten about family time, oh God. So we pray that you cause family time to be put back, God, and on our agendas, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray right now, God, that you touch every home represented on this line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever they're standing in need of, we thank you, God, that you have already done it, oh God. God, you said anything that we ask in your name, oh God, we shall receive it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, so there's so many things, God, that we're needing from you, God. There's so many things, God, that your people are needing right now, God. So we thank you in advance, God, that it is already done, oh God. You said whatsoever we bind on earth, God, shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth, oh God, shall be loose in heaven, oh God. So everything, God, that we are needing, everything, God, every ounce of provision, God, that we're needing, we're declaring and decreeing it now, God, to show up, God, in the name of Jesus, to manifest, oh God. We're declaring healing to manifest, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We're declaring restoration to manifest right now. Now, in the name of Jesus, we declare that it is already done. God, we call every backslider back home, oh God. We call every prodigal son, every prodigal daughter, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that mother, God, that's praying for her son, God, that mother that's praying for her daughter, that father, God, that's praying for his children to be saved, oh God. We pray for salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for it is not your will that any perish, but that all come to repentance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, oh God, for doing it in the name of Jesus. Even, God, when it doesn't look like it's going to happen, we declare that it will happen in the name of Jesus. For you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent, God. So whatever you say, God, whatever you declare, whatever you you decree, God, it shall be so in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God. We bless you in advance, God. In all things we give you thanks, oh God. In everything we give you thanks, the good, the bad, the ugly, the up, the down, the downs, God. We say thank you anyhow, God, in the name of Jesus. So God, we bless you. God, we honor you, God, for what you're doing, what you're about to do, and what you have already done. And we declare it to be so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Powerful prayer. Thank you so much, my daughter Laurel. Mighty woman of God, mighty intercessor, prayer warrior, evangelist, who's full of the word. You can tell by the way she prays. She's full of the word of God. So I thank God for each of you. I thank God for my co-host tonight, Levi Turner. And so we're going to introduce the family. The Turner family is going to sing a song tonight. You know, it's a great family. They all saved, and I thank God for Pastor Turner, their father. So they're going to sing a song of praise tonight. Good evening, Turner family. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. What are y'all going to sing tonight?
The mighty God we serve.
All right, go right ahead.
With the mighty God we serve, with the mighty God we serve, angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him, with the mighty God we serve. For the mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. For the mighty God we serve.
Amen, amen. What a mighty God we serve. And he is a mighty God. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. So we bless the Turner family for singing, "What a mighty God we serve." He's awesome. You know, he's the most powerful God. He is everywhere, omnipresent. He's over there with you. He's over here with me. He's everywhere, everywhere, all at the same time. He's in Africa, Australia, Antarctica. He's in Europe, North America, South America. There's no place that he's not. So I thank God we serve the Almighty God. You know, sometimes we be worried about a family member. You know, maybe in another city, another state, another country. But you know what? It's not good to worry. We call on the Father because he's there. We say, Father, move on my family members' behalf. Move, Father God. Have your way in their life. Keep them safe. Keep them protected. God is there with them. He can move. So we thank God. What a mighty God we serve. Well, they're from Holland, Michigan, and we have a young woman on with us this evening. She's the youngest one, maybe, that's on tonight. Minister Glory Dean Charlo. She's from Marrero, Louisiana, and she is going to play a song of praise this evening. She is, my God, this woman is very talented. Yes, she sings, she prays, she's an intercessor. She brings forth the word. She spoke on Bible Story Land a few Saturdays ago. I mean, it was a mighty word. So I thank God for her. She's going to play a song of praise. Good evening, Glory Dean Charlo. How are you?
Doing fine, and you sound good tonight.
Amen.
Praise God for that. Hallelujah. And I love the youngsters, how they prayed and welcome everybody. It was beautiful. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Training them early. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Praise God. When you, I'll sing this. Can you hear me?
Yes. What are you going to sing?
Hello. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yes. I'll sing now.
What are you
hello
sing?
To everybody out there. Hallelujah. And God bless everybody.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I need more power than I've ever known. Learning to lean on Jesus. Learning to lead, oh, learning to lead. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Finding more power than I've ever known. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Oh, I'm learning to lean, oh, learning. On Jesus, oh, finding more power than I've ever known. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we're doing. We're learning to lean on the mighty God, the almighty God. We're learning to serve him, and we're learning to lean on him. We're not leaning to our own understanding, but we're leaning to God because he understands all things, and he will teach us what we need to know. He will tell us. He will show us the way to go. So I thank God for that beautiful song, the two beautiful songs, the prayers that we're saying. And we have our co-host back with us right now.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for you. My co-host is a young man. I think he's 13 now, but he is young and very powerful, came from a powerful family. I thank God for, you know, each one of the Turner family. I thank God for each one of you. You all are a blessing in my life. I praise and thank God for you. Well, for the past few weeks, we've been studying about who is God and what does he want with me. You know, God wants us. He doesn't do anything haphazardly. He has a plan. You know, when he created the foundations of the earth, we were already in his plan. So we learned that God wants us, number one, to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And then when we learn to do that, we have to obey him. And then he said the second commandment is to love other people like we love ourselves. So we have to do whatever God wants us to do. And everything he wants us to do, we have to obey. Sometimes, you know, God tells us to do things, we go like, huh? We don't understand it. You know, I know when he told Moses, you know, I want you to go to Pharaoh. He said, he was stuttering. He was so afraid. He didn't understand the plan. God don't always reveal the full plan. He reveals a little bit at a time. You know, he's not going to overwhelm us. So, you know, he'll reveal a little bit at a time. So we have to pay attention. And sometimes, you know, we could take notes. We could keep a journal. When God speaks to us, keep a journal. Write it down what he's telling. So God wants us to hear his voice. So in order to hear his voice, we have to be attuned to him. Tonight we're going to learn how to hear God's voice so we can obey him. The title of our message tonight is Tune Your Headset to Frequency God. Tune Your Headset to Frequency God. That's the title of the message. So we're going to learn how to tune our headset to Frequency God. I don't know about you, but I didn't always hear the voice of God, and if I did, I didn't know I was hearing his voice. But now I'm beginning to learn how to hear it better. The title of our message is Tune Your Headset to Frequency God. So I want to ask you a question. What's stuck in your ear? What's that stuck in your ear? What is that before your eyes? People all over the world are constantly listening and engaging in something. It may be music, CDs, cell phones, iPads, computers, DVDs, some form of technology. Many have something in their ears most of the time, especially the young people. These things have replaced their quiet time with God. What would life be like if we could hear natural sounds again? If we could hear the birds sing, the dogs bark, the wind blowing in the trees, the moon, you know, the look at the sun, the moon, hear the stars, the cricket, I mean, hear the crickets. Everything God created is good. Psalms 4:4 says, stand in awe and sin not. Commune in your own heart with God upon your bed and be still. Reverence God. Fear him who created you. Do not do wrong. Stay holy before God, our maker. Joshua 1:8 says, let not this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. In order to be prosperous and be successful, we have to, you know, read the word, study the word, live the word. You can't live raggedy. You can't live any kind of way. You can't lie, cheat, steal, you know, do all those things. We have to live the word the way God wants us to live it. We can't even live it our own way. We say, oh, yeah, I'm going to obey this in Genesis, but I'm not going to obey Exodus. Uh-uh. But we got to obey the word that God wants for us, you know, to obey. So we thank the Lord for, you know, the word of God. He wants us to be successful. But we got to obey God to be successful. The title is Tune Your Headset to Frequency God. So I want to ask you a question. What channel is your headset tuned to? What channel is your headset tuned into? What frequency are you on? Frequency means the rate at which something occurs or is repeated over a particular period of time. Something that happens frequently or happens often. How often do you listen to God's voice? The devil speaks loud, but God speaks at a lower frequency. He doesn't speak loud like the devil. You got to say, oh, God, were you talking? You got to be in a place to hear God. And I'm not talking about just like in a room place. I'm talking about in a spiritual place to hear God. God speaks constantly, but he's usually speaking a soft voice. In order to hear God, we must take all that stuff out of our ears, away from our eyes. We got to tune our headset to frequency God. We got to tune our headset to frequency God. You know, in order to hear his voice, we got to take all that stuff out of our ears, before our eyes. We always, you know, I know sometime before I know it, in the morning I picked up the cell phone, let me see who called, let me see who texted, before I know it. But God has to retrain us to tune our headset to frequency God. We must get in a quiet space, be still, and know that he is God. He wants to talk to you. Yeah, we as children. Just like he talked to Adam and Eve in the garden, he wants to talk to us too. God wants all of his children to hear his voice, especially the very elect. He wants everybody he created to hear him, but especially the very elect. He wants us to hear him. He's speaking. Are you listening? Are you listening? We must focus and be available for God. Many people want to hear God's voice, but you know, we're not always willing to do what it takes to hear him. God speaks on a frequency that is heavenly quiet. It's quiet. A frequency that's quiet. It's a frequency that, you know, he's on with us, and it's quiet. You got to be quiet. You got to be still and know that he's God. You can't always just, you know, be doing everything that you want to do. Sometimes you got to get in a quiet place. You got to remove the noise from your ears, the stuff from your eye. You know, I shut down the music. I love to hear music, especially praise music. I would listen to it all day long if God didn't tell me turn that off. He want to tell you something. You know, does God speak to you? Yes. What is he telling you? What did he tell you the last time when he spoke to you? You know, listen to God's voice. He's talking to you. Listen when he's talking to you. So we got to say, okay, Lord, speak, Lord. Instead of seeking social media, let's seek God's face. Jeremiah 29:13 says, and you will seek me, and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. Tune your headset to frequency God. Now, you know when Samuel, you know the story of Samuel, he was a little boy. He didn't know how to tune in to God. He never even heard God's voice before. All of a sudden, he was taking a nap, and he heard God's voice, Samuel. He got up because nobody was in the temple but he and priest Eli. So he went to priest Eli. He said, you call me? He said, no, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. So Samuel obeyed. He was an obedient child. He was a child. He was promised before he was born. His mother promised, Lord, if you give me a man child, I'll give him back to you. So when she weaned him from the breast milk, she took him to priest Eli for priest Eli to train him the ways of God. So the second time he heard, Samuel, he got up. He knew it was only him. And priest Eli went back. He said, you did call me. He said, I did not call you. Go back to bed. But priest Eli had gotten away from God. You know, we could be a priest, a pastor, an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, a minister, and we could have gotten away from God. We could have slipped off the path. So priest Eli had slipped off the path right there in the temple. But he said, go back to bed. He wasn't aware that God was talking to Samuel. So Samuel was obedient. He went back to bed again, and he said, he laid down. He heard the voice again, Samuel. He got up. He said, you did call me, priest Eli. He said, no, but when you hear that voice again, say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. How many of us hear the voice of God and we say, something told me. Oh, my God, do not say something told you. God told you. God, if it ain't the devil, God is speaking to you. But now let me tell you, you got to know God for yourself to know when you got to know that you know that you know. You can't say somebody told me, something told me. When you get in the word and you start reading the word, studying the word, you get the word on the inside of you, don't you know God will start speaking to you. And you'll say, oh, that's my father's voice. I know his voice. He said, another voice we will not hear. My children will hear my voice only. So Eli lost his relationship with God. He didn't even know that God was calling Samuel. Don't lose your space with God. Stay tuned in to frequency God. Job said, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Let me tell you something. God's word is precious. During that time in Bible time, they didn't hear God all the time. We can hear God all the time. He's always speaking. Ask him, say, Lord, what do you want me to do today? Before you get up, say, Lord, what do you want me to do today? He'll order your steps. He'll direct your path. God's words are precious. His words are profound. His words are valuable. And his words are true. Tune your headset to frequency God. What's in your ear? Or who's in your ear? You got to be careful. Sometimes it's who's in your ear that you got to be careful of. Sometimes certain people, I'm talking even about God's people, they be speaking to you and they'll tell you, oh, God ain't going to tell you to do that. No, God wouldn't tell you that. Oh, no, no, no. You got to know God for yourself. You got to know when he's speaking to you. He may speak to you different than he does sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so. But you got to know when you sit in your house, when you're in your car, when you walk in the way, when you're in the place, you know, where you work, or you standing or sitting, when you get up, instead of using distracting things like texting or driving while you're texting or on the phone, tune your headset to frequency God. Start to go into the spirit and say, Lord, I'm here. If you have a heavenly language, start speaking in it. And after you speak in your heavenly language, just sit quiet before the Lord. God is constantly talking to you. Are you listening? Do you hear him? Write the scriptures on note cards. You know those index cards, and put them all over your house. Everywhere you go, put the scriptures over there. Turn the TV off sometime. Put the scriptures. Say, let me sit down. I used to have an index card, about 50 index cards full of scriptures. I would ride the city bus here in Jacksonville. I would get on the bus, and I'd just be going through my scriptures while I'm going to my location. You may be in the car sitting with somebody. You don't have to talk every 5 seconds. Go over your scriptures. This is how you tune your headset to frequency God, by listening, by paying attention. And then you get to know his voice. And his voice is melodious. It's just so precious. So, I mean, it's like no other voice you ever heard. No wonder the angels bow before God on a frequent basis. No wonder. You remember in that movie long time ago, War Room? Priscilla Schwab, she used to have a prayer closet. She cleared their clothes out that closet, and she got in her prayer time with the Lord. And that's what we need. If you don't have a prayer closet, get a particular place in your house where you could sit, move all distractions, and then start listening to God. He going to speak to you. He will speak to you. Tune your headset to frequency God. So instead of Facebook, Twitter, all those things, pick up the BIBLE, Basic Instructions Before Leaving the Earth. Study it. Read it. Obey it. You got to be disciplined to do it. You can't say, okay, Lord, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to study them. Purpose in your heart. Set your clock. Say, Lord, tomorrow at 6 a.m., I'm going to call on your name. I'm going to pray. No, tomorrow when I get off from work at 6 o'clock, Lord, I'm going to study your word. Purpose. You can't just say, Lord, I'm going to do this here. You got a purpose in your heart like Daniel, purpose that he would not sin against God. So you got a purpose in your heart. Tune your headset to frequency God. God speaks through circumstances. He spoke to Jonah. Jonah said, okay, Lord. Jonah agreed. You know, sometimes we agree with God with our mouth, but then we do what we want to do. We go some other way. God said, I want you to go to Jacksonville. And I said, oh, okay, Lord, I'm going to Jacksonville. Then I go to New Orleans. God said, okay, I want you to go to California. Oh, yeah, I decide I'm going to go to Holland, Michigan instead of California. You know, God tells us things to do. We got to obey. We can't be like Jonah. God speaks in dreams and visions. He speaks through sometimes our thoughts. We hear it. God can speak through natural manifestations. He spoke to some people through Hurricane Katrina. He's a supernatural God. He could speak to you any way he wants. He could come on on Channel 48 on your TV, and you'll say, God, that pastor said just what I'm going. That's God speaking to you. So learn to recognize God when you hear it. Tune your headset to frequency God. God hears you, but do you hear him? We don't always have to be talking to God 24 hours a day, but we need to listen to him all the time. We need to obey him. We need to listen to him, and we need to obey him. God wants us to have a relationship with him. You know, we've been talking about who is God. He's your creator. He's the mighty God. He's a strategic God. He's a planner. Oh, yeah, he's a great creator. He planned the foundations of the earth. He planned you before you were thought of. He planned to put you in your mother's belly. He planned you to be a male or a female. He didn't just think of it instantly. No, he had already planned it. So who is God, and what does he want with you? That's what we got to keep focus on. God wants us to honor and obey our fathers, our mothers. He said if we don't, he's going to put a curse on us. And then it's the curse of death, children. God wants us to obey and honor our parents in the Lord as well. You know, sometimes we have spiritual parents we have to listen to. God wants us to live holy. You want to know what God wants with you? This is what I'm telling you tonight. What does God require of me? Micah said in Micah 6:8, this is what the Lord requires of us, to act justly, to do what is right and fair, to love mercy, to show compassion, to forgive others. We want to be forgiven, so God said, look, if you don't forgive others, I'm not going to forgive you. He wants us to walk humbly before him. God does not like pride. He said, no, he doesn't like pride. He doesn't want pride. He don't want us to be prideful people. He wants us to be obedient children of the Most High God. So right now, I'm going to ask our co-host to come back on and do the next part for us.
That's your turn. It's time for an encouraging word from Pastor John Turner, who is also my dad.
Good evening, Pastor Turner. How are you?
I am grateable and honored to be on here with you.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Now, we're going to do a call to salvation right now, and this is based off Romans 10 and 9. But what I want to say is we want to search for those words that are negative right now. Find it like a word search puzzle, and we're going to find anxiety. We're going to find worry. We're going to find stress. We're going to find busyness. We're going to find all those things that will come against what God already has for us. I don't care what you're going through right now. God has created us to live in perfect peace. But we have to put our mind on him. We have to let go. We have to let loose. We have to dish out. We have to let that, throw it in the trash, throw it away, like he told Peter. He told Satan, the words on Peter's lips. Satan was on Peter's lips, and he told him to get the hints. Get away. Not Lord, not Satan, get behind me because he's going to beat you in the head. Get thee away from me, Satan. And so this is what we're doing right now. We're saying, we're confessing the Lord as our Savior, Jesus Christ. He has died on the cross, and he rose again. God raised him from the dead. And the Lord says, if you believe, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall be saved. You shall be saved. Now, we rejoice with you because if you're confessing this right here, you're doing a big thing. And whatever, you have a cloud of witnesses that hears you do that. And so my thing is, if you have done this, we welcome you in with the right hand of fellowship. And we say, you know what, ask the Lord to send you around people. Send people to you. Send people to me, Lord. You can say it now. Send people to me that will be help to my life, that will be fruit to my spirit, that will help me, that will increase me, that will water me, Lord God, that whatever you want around me, let it be done. Now, I have a scripture here that my son Micah is going to read that's stuck in my heart.
This is from Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Let's read that one more time.
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Okay, we have that scripture. Now, that's the unseen. We're looking at the things that are supernatural. Now, let's apply that same scripture to everything that we see now. We have to understand whatever is controlling our right now that's in our face is something to do with spiritual. It has something to do with something good or something evil. Jesus wants to use you, but the devil does too. We have to understand that. So with that being said, do not limit yourself. We have a mind that God has created. He said, you are created in the image of me. So he's not going to just create your body and leave it empty. We can't even walk without a mind. We can't pick up anything without our mind. We can't write without our mind, without the thinking capacity that we have. You're telling me that you can look onto YouTube or any other place and you can see skyscrapers. If you stand in the city, who do you think built that skyscraper? We look on YouTube at Dubai. Dubai has one of the largest, beautiful buildings. That took one man's mind. mixed with other people's mind to build that beautiful place. And so I'm telling you, please do not limit yourself. Be encouraged to think outside of what you're thinking right now. First of all, they called you a sinner. They called Jesus a sinner too. They called him, they said he wasn't a child of God. They said he wasn't descendant. He wasn't nothing. But my thing is, they're going to misuse you. They're going to talk about you, but consider it joy. Use your mind to blot out all those things that are negative and use your mind for something good that says, you know what, I am what God says I am. So therefore, let me put a pen to the pad. I might be a writer. I might be a singer. You know what, Lord, what do you have for me? You know what, if I can play sports, I can play sports good. Lord God, I'm going to put you in every single thing because I want to leave here, like I said last week, empty. I want to leave here empty. You know what? I'm going to use up every ounce of my mind that you have given me. You have given me thinking capacity that I can build upon. I can build me a car if I want to. Don't limit yourself. Please do not limit yourself. I love you all. And you know what? And one thing I have to say, remember to speak this in the mirror. If you say this in the name of Jesus, things don't change us. We change things. You have to understand, God has given us authority. Things do not change us. We change things. Be blessed, people. I love you.
Amen. Thank you for that awesome, awesome, encouraging word. You see, we got to leave worry alone, leave stress alone, negativity alone. We got to live the peaceful life that God gave us. We got to live that perfect peace. Yep, that's how God wants us to live. Well, it's time for Bible Facts. So I'm going to unmute all the lines. If you want to answer the questions, you can answer the questions. I'm unmuting lines, but if you don't want your line unmuted, you can mute your own phone back. We appreciate you. Thank you for being on. I'm unmuting the lines as we speak. So here are the questions. We're doing Bible Facts. So I want to ask you, what books in the Old Testament as a first and a second book. What book in the Old Testament has a first and a second book? State your name and the answer. What books in the Old Testament have a first and a second book? First and second what? I know Sister Gloria Dean knows. She
Tekla. First and Second Chronicles.
Okay. All right. Did you name two of them or three of them? It's three of them.
Third one.
First, Second Kings, First, Second Chronicles. What was the other one? Somebody can help her out.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't hear you. State your name again and help her.
Twanda, First and Second Samuel.
Okay, what's your name again?
Twanda.
Twanda, thank you so much, Wanda. All right, First and Second Samuel, First and Second Kings, First and Second Chronicles. Good job. Hey, we're helping each other here. All right, second biblical question. What prophet in the Old Testament is known as the weeping prophet? The weeping prophet. What prophet in the Old Testament is known as the weeping prophet?
Tekla, Jeremiah.
Okay, thank you, Tekla, Jeremiah. Good job. All right, come on, some other people. I know some other people on here know these answers. All right, next question. Which book in the books of poetry talks about love and kisses? The one they love. Which book is it? Somebody other than Tekla. Come on. She's a Bible scholar. We need some other people. Come on, y'all. She's going to help you if you get the type. Which books in the book? There are five books in the books of poetry. Which book in the book of poetry talks about love and the kisses of the one they love? Which book is that?
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
Is it Ecclesiastics?
What's the answer, Tyrese? Huh?
Ecclesiastics.
You're close. Not quite. Still listening. Somebody else. Come on, help him out. Open your Bibles to the table of contents. All right, say it again, Rose.
Miss Rose, I'm sorry. Song of Solomon?
Yes, ma'am. Song of Solomon. Good job. Now, what's the other name for the Song of Solomon? There's two names for that book. Song of Solomon, and what's the other name? All right, come on. All right, Sister Tekla, give us the answer. Song of Solomon, or what's the other name for the Song of Solomon? Who said that?
Laurel.
Laurel, you got to state your name. Thank you, Laurel. Song of Songs. Yes, two names. Song of Songs. Okay, we got two more. In the epistle, which book tells of love? In the epistles, which book tells of love? It's called the love chapter. Which book is that? State your name and give the answer. In the epistles. Well, you got to know which books are in the epistles now. In the epistles, which book tells of love? It's known as the love chapter. Somebody, anybody.
Wanda, first Corinthians.
All right, Wanda. I'm sorry, did you say Rhonda or Wanda?
Twanda with a T.
Oh, Twanda.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Twanda. Thank you so much for being on tonight. All right, Tyrese, did you give the answer as well?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, what'd you say?
First Corinthians.
13. First Corinthians what?
13.
Okay, good. Good job. All right, last question. What do men in the Gospels, I'm sorry, I read it wrong. What do the men who wrote the Gospels have in common? What do the men who wrote the Gospels have in common? Now, you got to know, there are five books of the Gospels. What do those men have in common? State your name and the answer. All right, who could tell me? What are the Gospels? Who can name the five Gospels for me? State your name and the answer. Go ahead. State your name and tell me.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And Acts.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Good job, Sister Tekla. Now, what do they have in common?
They all knew Jesus.
Yeah, they all talked with Jesus while he was on the earth.
Oh.
Yes. All right. Excellent. You guys are doing great tonight. I'm proud of you all. Very, very proud of you all. All right, now we're going to do some Who Am I? So keep your thinking caps on. Who am I? The first Who Am I is I was born in Egypt to the daughter of Levi during the time when Pharaoh commanded that all male babies were to be killed. God called the burning bush and ultimately used me to speak to Pharaoh to deliver the children of Israel out of the hands of the Egyptians. State your name. I don't care if 20 people do it. Go ahead and give the answer.
This is Levi, Moses.
Moses. Good job, Levi. All right. Good job. All right. Listen to the next one. My father's name was Jesse, and I'm his youngest son. I was tending to the sheep when Samuel sent for me to anoint me as king. I also defeated Goliath with a sling and a stone. After I defeated Goliath, I cut off his head with my own sword. Who am I?
This is Levi, David.
David, good job. Wow. Got a lot of Bible scholars on here tonight. All right, anybody have any questions so far? Any questions? Anybody have any questions? All right, no, okay. Everybody know all the answers. Good job. I'm going to ask y'all some questions. Okay, we're going to go back to some Bible facts for a minute. I want to know how many minor prophets are there in the Bible? How many minor prophets? Hello.
This is Levi, 12.
Good. I tell you what, that Levi, in the, he's only, what are you, 13, Levi? Yep, he's in the University of Biblical Studies, boys to men, girls to ladies with us. Hallelujah. All right, it's 12. All right. Who can tell me? What are the, name the books of poetry. Who can name the books of poetry? Hello? Somebody, anybody.
Okay, can I tell?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Tekla, Job,
okay.
Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, and Song of Solomon.
Yes, ma'am, that's it. Thank you so much. I tell you what, you guys are brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I thank God for you all. Well, everybody, you know, we're in the University of Biblical Studies, so we got to turn in our Bibles. We're going to do a quick review of Genesis 1. Genesis 1. We're going to talk a little bit about the Creator, and then we're going to be praying. Those who need prayer, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. We got some intercessors on here, and we're going to say we're going to hit the target and move to the next target. We'll go right ahead. All right, Genesis 1. Who can tell me what does Genesis 1:1 say? State your name and say it. Anybody, somebody, everybody, Genesis 1:1, what does it say? State your name and say it.
Twanda, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
Amen. Good job. Where do you live, Twanda?
Bogalusa.
Oh, Louisiana. Thank you so
yes.
much for being on. We appreciate you, Bible scholar. All right, let's do a little bit of review. Who created the heavens and the earth? State your name and tell me.
This is Levi.
This is Levi.
God.
God.
All right, God created
right,
the heavens
God.
And the earth. Good job. All right, somebody, who can tell me who is God? Who is God? Tell me who God is. State your name and tell
God.
Me who God is.
Gloria Dean, God is our creator.
Yes,
our
he's
father.
Our creator. What else can you tell me about God?
Our father.
Who is God?
I am Princess. He's a
fucking
responsible man.
Yes, he is. He's responsible. God is responsible. Thank you, Precious. Are you Precious?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you, Precious.
You're welcome.
How old are you, Precious? Oh, girl, you catching up with me. Go ahead. I tell you what, we have some. All right, so here's what I want to know. What did God create on the third day? On the third day of creation. I want you to read it in your Bible, or maybe you know already. What did God create on the third day of creation? We're learning who God is and how mighty he is. Now, it only took him 6 days to create the whole world. Hello? What did God create on the third day? Who can tell?
Earth, life. He let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind.
All right. Thank you. Excellent job. That's what he created on the third day. We appreciate that answer. All righty. Well, we thank God for you being on with us. We thank God for what you're contributing to us. All right. Tawanda, are you related to Minister Bowman?
Minister, what's the last name? I don't think so.
Oh, okay, you don't know her. Okay. All right. Here's the next question. On the second day of creation, what did God create? I bet you Precious know. Am I calling your name right, Sister Rose's granddaughter? Is it Precious?
Princess.
Thank you, Princess. You are precious, Princess. All right.
Thank you.
Look at Genesis 1, 6 through 8. Tell us what God did on the second day. He's a mighty God now. What did God create on the second day? Genesis 1, 6 through 8 will tell you. If you want to read it, you can read it. Somebody, anybody.
Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, so the evening and the morning were the second day.
Amen. Good job. All right, so we know how mighty God is, that he is omnipotent, very, very powerful. I can't even begin to think of, you know, creating a sun, a moon, a stars, separating the heavens and the earth. I couldn't begin to think of that. But he's almighty. He's omnipotent, powerful. He's a supernatural God. You know, what we're thinking about, it's already been thought of before the foundations of the earth. So we know that God is omnipotent, most powerful, omnipresent everywhere in the earth at the same time. And he's also knows all things, omniscient. I sometimes cannot pronounce that word correctly, so forgive me. But there's nothing that our God cannot do. So we're talking about the greatness of God. Now, we've been on who God is. I want you to tell me, what does God want with you? We studied a little bit of it tonight. We talked about tune your head to the frequency, God. What does God want with you? Who can tell me? What does God want with you?
Relationship.
Yes, relationship. Good job. What else?
And to worship him.
To worship him, yes. Somebody else. What does God want with you? Come on, you guys. Glory Dean. What does God want with us?
Oh, he wants us to serve him. He wants to,
want us to praise him.
Even praise it.
Yes, he does. Now, he also said in Micah 6:8 to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before him. So we got to remember all of these things God is requiring of us, because, you know, he didn't just put us here on the earth. He said, I know the plans I have for you. They are great plans. They are good plans, not evil, but to bring you to an expected end, to give you a future and a hope. So God has great plans for each one of us. Now, it's prayer time. So we're going to be praying for people. Does anyone have, I have one prayer request, and that's that we're praying for some young children. We're praying for baby Chloe. We pray for her every day. Baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and Jay. All of those children need healing. So I want to ask a young person, somebody under 20 years old, to pray for baby Chloe, Zoe, and CJ for healing. Who wants to volunteer? Somebody under 20 years old. State your name and say you're going to pray for them.
This is Lily.
Okay.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for baby Chloe right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, forgive us for sins known and unknown right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you said in your word, by your stripes we were healed, past tense, Lord Jesus. So we thank you for the healing being made complete in her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And other little children, other little babies, and adults in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your plans prospering in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for health in her body, Lord God, and health in her family, Lord Jesus. And peace over that household right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for strength for her parents, her family members, Lord God. And we believe this effective immediately in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. All right. Did you pray for all three of the children? Baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and CJ?
No, ma'am.
Okay, can you cover Zoe also? She's about 9 or 10 months old. CJ is 9 years old. Pray for them as well. Thank you. Go ahead, Billy.
Pray for Zoe and CJ right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will have complete healing in their body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you for your plans prospering in their life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your plans. Lord God, you said that for you know the plans that you have for us, Lord Jesus, to prosper us, not to harm us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Are there any prayer requests tonight? Give us a short, like a 1 minute, a two sentence prayer request. Prayer request. While y'all thinking, I have another one. I need someone. I'm going to ask Pastor Turner if he would pray for our youth. Pastor Turner, could you pray for our youth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Lord God, please forgive us for sins known and unknown, and we believe it to be effective that we are forgiven. Now we come to you and we usher you in. We glorify your name, Lord Jesus. We praise your name, and we connect to you, and we unify this prayer with the prayers of the righteous. Lord God, we make our petition known in the courts right now that our youth will understand and know that serving God is not boring. Lord God, we give you praise for them walking and holding up the banner. Lord God, we thank you for a spectacular turnaround, something that will blow the parents' mind. life. Lord God, let them get into your word, Lord God. And we glorify your name and we speak into them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Even if they're wherever they are right now, if they're asleep, if they're looking at TV, wherever they are, we place an angel right there to change their mindset right now. Wherever the trap music is, Lord God, let it be sick to them. Lord God, let it open up to them what they're actually saying right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we glorify your name that they will want to be made pure by you. Lord God, we thank you for them coming to you and praying and seeking you. Lord God, we thank you for that visitation at nighttime when they're getting ready to look at something. Lord God, we put a major disruption in that enemy's atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. We come against every hindrance that will try to get these teenagers, that will try to get these young men, these young women to try to have sex before it's time. Lord God, we come against that right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you. Satan, Lord, rebuke you. You have been defeated for over 2,000 years. You will not, and we will not stand for it. You will not take our children. God has called them because they are strong, and they shall be. With all us together on one accord, we say they will live and they will not die. We say they will praise your name and they shall live holy. In the mighty name of Jesus, they shall live holy. They shall live holy, and we speak that in the atmosphere, and we know it, and we know this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Anybody else have any prayer requests? State your name and your prayer request. Okay, Tekla, I'm going to ask you to pray for healing. For you, for families, pray for healing for families, spiritual, physical, mental, emotional healing for families. Tekla, are you still there?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Abba Father, we praise you. We give glory to you. We give thanks to you, Abba.
We can hardly hear you, honey. Tekla? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I kept talking. Maybe my mute was on. Okay. Father, we come before your throne room in the name of your Son, Yeshua Mashiach. We praise you and we thank you. And we bring a special request before you. We are praying for our families, for their healing in their minds, in their bodies, in their spirit, in their finances, in their relationships. We specially ask for divine intervention. And Father, this time of Rosh Hashanah, this is the time that in the Torah and in the first five books of the Bible where you promised that during this time where you have commanded us to celebrate and remember how the children were brought out of Egypt. And during these 10 days, whatever we ask, the king is supposed to give. And we are specially bringing the promise before you. And we ask that you will reach out and touch our family members at the very place where they are hurting. If it's physical, we ask for healing physically. If it's mental, we ask for healing mentally. If it's emotional, we are interceding that you will touch each and every one of our family members emotionally. If it's finances, Lord, that you're touching their finances and blessing them with taking away their financial deficiencies and abundantly blessing them, physically giving them abundant health, emotionally giving them abundant peace. We receive this, Lord. We receive this even as we pray. We know that you have said, ask and it shall be given to us. Seek and you will find, knock and you will open the door. So together as we are praying, we know you're listening, and we know that even before our words have left our mouth, as in the book of Psalms, you have already answered us. So we receive your answer. We receive your healing. We receive your finances. We receive your emotional healings. We receive your relationship healings. We receive these and miracles in miraculous ways. Things are happening this very moment in different cities, in different states, in different homes. And we believe in it, Lord. And we thank you, for we see your hand outstretched and we receive your promises. In the name of Yeshua, by the power of his blood, we thank you as you wash us and purified us and transform us to be like Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you for answered prayer. Not only just giving answers of our needs, but giving answers in the knowledge of you, in the knowledge of our relationship with Jesus, your precious Son, our Savior and Redeemer. We receive this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Anybody have any more prayer requests? We're about ready to close out tonight. Thank God for each one of you. Anybody have any more prayer requests? All right. I'm sorry, did someone say something? Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everyone who's on the line tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in each one of us. We lift up Tyrese Turner, Isaac Turner, Micah Turner, Billy Turner, Pastor John Turner, Levi Turner, Billy Turner. We thank you for the Turner family, Lord God. We thank you for Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte. We thank you for blessing her and her family. We thank you for Tekla, Lord God. We thank you for Laurel. We thank you for Sister Mary Nichols, Lord God. We thank you for Tawana from Bugalusa, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor June Paul. We thank you for Valerie, Lord God. We thank you for Rose. We thank you for our granddaughter, the precious little one, Lord God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to draw us closer to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the pandemic will not come near our dwelling because we are under the shadow of the Almighty wings. We thank you for putting us in safety and peace and protecting each one of us, oh God, and those family members that we represent, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up our cities, our state, our nation before you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for protection in every city, state, and nation in America. We lift up the leaders of the nation, Lord God, oh God, leaders all over the world, and we ask you, Lord, for peace among our leaders, oh God, protection for our leaders, oh God, that they would follow you like never before. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the leaders of the churches, the apostles, prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers, oh God. May they follow you, may they honor you, may they be obedient to you, oh God. We lift up the youth, oh God, all over the world, the boys, the men, the girls, the ladies, those that are becoming, oh God, boys, the men, and girls, the ladies. We thank you for their protection. We thank you for wise choices, that they would be wise in their choice making, that they would consult you, oh Father God, before they make a decision, oh God. They would have spiritual parents, their natural parents, to help guide them along the way. Bind up suicide. We decree and declare suicide will not be their portion, that they should live and not die, that they will declare your works, O God, in the name of Jesus, that they will fulfill their purpose, that they will live out all their days in safety and in peace, O God. Father, we thank you for families coming together to call on your name, to pray together. Lord, because there's so much going on in the world today, and there needs to be prayer, 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 prayer. Effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much, accomplishes much. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done. University of Biblical Studies tonight, boys to men and girls to ladies, we honor you as the Most High God. We honor you as the King of Kings. We thank you that you are a worthy God and that there's no God great like you. Father, we lift up the hospital staff, the doctors, the nurses, those who come in to help, from those who mop the floor to the cafeteria workers. Oh, God, we lift up the patients, and we thank you for their safety, their protection, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything you're doing for people in the hospitals, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that those that are not saved will get to know you all over the world, not just in the hospital, but all over the world. We pray mass salvation all over the world. And we say thank you, Almighty, for everything that you're doing, everything you're about to do, in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you all. Looking forward to talking to you all very, very soon, next Thursday, if not before. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister G.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you, Sister G. Love you, too. Where my precious angel? Okay. Hallelujah.
Love you.
Love you too. Love y'all.